Hey, you're listening to the Love Fiercely podcast. My name is Keela Craft Ambrose. This is a place to grow, be inspired, and to go deeper in the things of God. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to share some quick thoughts with you today. You know, I've been thinking a lot about moments and our life and, you know, not missing out on moments, because I think that realistically in our life, everything's so fast paced. Everything is always how to get rich quick, how to get there faster. You know, before we used to walk and then we take horses and now we take cars and now we take planes, and planes aren't fast enough, so we got to create a faster plane, and now those aren't fast enough, so we have to create a bullet train because trains aren't fast enough. And we're always looking for how to get somewhere quicker, how to get somewhere faster with more shortcuts. You know, we have apps that help us to avoid traffic. We have fast food joints that we can drive through instead of waiting on someone to make our food. And I think it's interesting, just in our generation of life, that everything is about getting somewhere fast. And I think a lot of times, you know, we have so much of our attention on the world inside of our screen and the world inside of our phone and our technology and our computer and what we're doing in work and what our goals are and what, you know, we're set out to do for God and for ourselves and our goals that we want to accomplish and how we need to get there quicker. And I just think too often we miss the journey part of it. And I know I am definitely guilty of this. My mom, all growing up, used to tell me and my siblings, and she still does to this day, that you'll never pass this way again. And I think it's really true, because you can't relive today. You can't relive that moment. You can look back on pictures or videos or look back in your mind and remember the moment, but you can't ever live it again. And so I think that it's really, really important for us to take a moment. And I think that's why so much of even my generation, why we love traveling and we love taking breaks from social media at times and getting out in nature and looking around and reminding ourselves of this is what the world is like, not just the world that's the fast-paced digital world, but this is the world around us that matters, the people that matter, the things that matter. And I think my generation is super focused on doing what matters. And that doesn't mean that we're doing it perfectly, but I think that we want raw, we want real. But too often, we're so focused on what's the next thing that we don't realize what's right in front of our face. How many times do you pass by somebody, or how often do you walk by, figuratively, I guess, a moment, and you move on, and you miss out on relationship, you miss out on connection, you miss out on making a memory? This is something that I am guilty of, and I've just been sitting here thinking this morning about, I don't want to continue to miss moments in my life. I don't want to continue to look to the next thing and not realize what's right in front of me. And like my mom has always said, you know, the truth is we'll never pass this way again. You're never going to have that moment again. You're never going to get that time back. And you can't pick your life in the future out of a variety box of what you want and what kind of life you want to have and how rich you want to be and what you want to look like and what you want your relationships to be like. You've been given the body you've been given. You've been given life that you've been given. You've been given the opportunities you want, you've been given. And yes, you can maximize those and you can multiply those, but you have what you have. And yes, you can always get more. But if you don't enjoy what you have now, what are you going to do when you get more? You're probably just going to do the same thing and continue to look for more, continue to look for greater, continue to look for a better opportunity. And, you know, Jim Rohn, he said, happiness is not something you postpone for the future. It's something that you design for the present. I think you have to be focused on what's happening right now in the present, because if you can't be happy right now, if you can't be focused right now on what's around you that's good and taking in moments, then really you're not going to do that in the future. Like, I know for me, I'm like, well, I'll rest in the future. I'll have fun in the future. I'll do that in the future when I'm not as busy or I'm not as stressed or there's not as much going on around me. And that's just not going to happen. Life's only going to get busier. Life's only going to get more complicated at times. And yes, you're going to have those seasons where you feel more at peace and you don't have as much on your plate. But why wait for those moments to enjoy life and make the most of a moment? Why not do it right now? Yes, in the busyness of your life. Yes, in the stress moments of your life. Why not make the most of it right now? I don't know if for you, if quotes help you, but I know quotes help me, and they help me to get a different perspective. And I love scriptures. I love the Bible. But today I just found some specific quotes that I wanted to share with you. And you know, John F. Kennedy once said, "Change is the law of life, and those who look only to the past or the present are certain to miss the future." If you're looking to what's ahead of you and what's behind you, you're definitely not going to be able to receive the most from the present, and therefore you're going to continue to miss out on what's ahead of you. C.S. Lewis once said, "It may be hard for an egg to turn into a bird. It would be a jolly sight harder for it to learn to fly while remaining an egg." We are like eggs at the present, and you cannot go on indefinitely being just ordinary, decent egg. We must be hatched or go bad. So right now, there's things inside of you that are developing. There's things inside of you that are being created in the present moment. And if you try to rush it, if you're trying to fly right now when you're developing, if you're trying to do something that you're not supposed to be doing right now, or it's not the season, you're going to find that it doesn't work out, and you're going to be frustrated, and you're going to probably maybe even be mad at God. But the thing is that God has you right where you are right now for a reason. He has you in the season that you're in. He has you in the moment that you're in, whether it's painful or great. And what we have to realize is that, you know, maybe you're the egg right now. Maybe you're developing. Maybe you're processing. And if you don't enjoy that moment, then you're not going to get to the fully formed person that you want to be. You're not going to get to the fully formed leader, the fully formed wife, the fully formed husband, the fully formed whatever that you want to be. You know, I have this joke with my sister, and she's been pregnant twice so far. But I told her, I was like, what if you had to think of today, like, I'm creating the foot, or today I'm creating the brain? And she was like, oh man, I'd fail. Like, I'd just be reading anatomy books all day and thinking about how to even pronounce the words. And I think so many of us are focused on, you know, I think about my sister when she was pregnant. It's like you think, okay, I'm 20 weeks, I'm 30 weeks, I'm 40 weeks, I'm ready to go. Like, I'm done. And I think every single moment inside of your stomach, inside of your belly, inside of your uterus, there's something being formed. There's something being created. And you know, now we have these apps. Before it was just like books and stuff, but now we have these apps that tell you every single day what your baby's working on and what's forming in your baby. And wouldn't that be like cool if we had an app for that in our life, where we could be like, today you're forming your self-confidence. Today you're forming your leadership skills. Today you're forming your patience. Now that wouldn't be a fun one, but it happens daily, I think, for me. And, you know, I think a lot of times we miss out on moments, and we miss out on learning experiences, and we miss out on even seeing how far we've come because we're so focused on getting there and being done and having the baby and seeing the baby and just, you're uncomfortable. I've never been pregnant, but I know, I've seen my friends and my sister, you know, you're uncomfortable at a certain point, you're swollen, you're aching. And I think that is really how life feels at times. You know, when things are developing inside of you and things are developing inside of your life, it's not comfortable. But if you make the most of every single moment, you're actually able to better develop with less stress and be more intentional about what's happening today that's going to set you up for the future. Matt Krasinski, or however you say that, says, "Carpe diem is a phrase that I try to embrace. It means seize the day, to make the most of the present and to give little thought to the past or the future. In the time that I have here, I want to love and live life to the fullest while being a positive influence on others. And I want a full life for everyone." And you know what? That's what I want. That's what I want today for myself. That's what I want today for you, to not just go from moment to moment or like be waiting for the next moment, but really take today, take a moment, whether it's with your kids, your friends, and your job, when you're frustrated, take a moment and embrace the moment, seize the moment, carpe diem the moment, and you'll see that your future is going to be a lot more fully formed and a lot more strategic, and you're going to be a lot less stressed and a lot more happy because you're focused on what's happening right now, because you're never going to pass this way again. And you're never going to get this moment back. You're never going to get to relive that moment with your spouse or a friend or redo your first impression or your people's perspective on you at a job. And I don't know. I really want to have the best life. And I think that that takes us really looking at our life and really thinking, are we taking this moment and are we making the most of it? Are we taking this situation and making the most of it? Are we really focused on what God's doing right now in our life? Not like, God, what are you going to do in the future? Because he does some of his greatest work while he seems silent in our life. He's at work right now in your life. And he's doing something great. And I think we have to be focused on this moment and what he's given us right now. Because guess what? We, like the Bible says, you don't have a promise of tomorrow. Like it's not promised. And for us, it's really important because we know, okay, we have a life beyond just right now. I believe we have a life beyond just what's right now and what we know in this life. But you've been given this life by God. And why not just look to what he's doing right now instead of being so focused on eternity? You don't really know what that's going to be like. You don't know what tomorrow's going to be like. You don't know what next month's going to be like. But you know what right now is like. So instead of waiting to get out of it, think about that egg. Think about that baby being developed. He's doing something every single day in your life, and it's wonderful and it's miraculous, and you will miss out on it if you're not seizing every moment, if you're not taking what you can from every moment. And this is something I'm going to continue to work on because I am a mover, I'm a doer, I get things done, I'm on to the next thing, but I'm going to miss out on life and on what God wants me to see and what God can even let me be a part of if I'm so focused on next. You know, Ariana Grande, I don't know why I said it that way, Ariana Grande, she has a song called Thank You Next. And I think that's a lot of our thought process is, all right, thanks, and what's next? Whether that's a relationship, whether that's a job opportunity, whether that's just your season, you're like, I'm ready for the next. But you can't get to the next where God wants you if you're not focused on, thank you, what do you have for me right now? I hope you have a great day. I hope that encourages you, and I hope it challenges you like it challenges me. And God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Love Fiercely podcast. I would love for you to subscribe to personally receive weekly encouragement. Also, check out my blog at KeelaCraftAmbrose.com for monthly content. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at KeelaCraftAmbrose.